What is going on, everybody? Welcome to episode zero of my brand new podcast called the Pico Picasso Podcast. What a name. Can you feel the magic when you hear that name? Basically, to explain what this podcast is going to be about, I'm uploading this episode zero. Next week, the podcast will start rolling out on a weekly basis. And to kind of talk about what this podcast is going to be about, basically, I'm going to try to do every week 20 minutes talking about various amount of topics. Now, originally, the name for this podcast was Stay in Your Lane. Now, Stay in Your Lane kind of went with a couple different things. The first thing being that the podcast would be 20 minutes, you know, about the time it would take you to drive to work or drive somewhere. It's a quick little podcast. You listen to it, you pop it in the car, and, you know, you get to where you got to go. So it's kind of like stay in your lane, like don't, you know, go into the other lane or don't get too preoccupied with the podcast. You know, it's a quick little thing when you're driving, you listen to it. There's another thing with that name, not only it being a 21 Pilots lyric, but the idea where I'm going to be talking about a various amount of things on this podcast, everything that I like. It could be wrestling, it could be music, it could be graphic design stuff, it could be movies, it could be, you know, YouTube videos, it could be whatever the heck I want it to be because this is my podcast and I just want to talk about stuff with my friends, just kind of have a various topic podcast, I guess you can say, talking about different things. And that was originally going to be the idea of the stay in your lane was, you know, you don't just have to stay on one certain topic. It doesn't have to be just a wrestling podcast or just a movie podcast or, you know, whatever. It could be about different things. And that's what I like about this podcast. And I kind of, at the very end, I was working on the logo for this podcast. And I kind of thought, first off, I don't remember who came up with the Pico Picasso name. That's my last name, not Picasso, but my last name added to Picasso and you get the name. I'm an art student. I went to school for graphic design. So being able to use that like little name and I don't know, it was something I thought of and I was like, I like that. I'm going to make a cool logo for it. And I had a fun time making that logo and you change it up a little bit. I like it better and it's better to brand it than with Stay in Your Lane. Stay in Your Lane can mean a number of different things, but having my name as a part of the podcast, I thought that was good. And it's kind of just, you know, it's my podcast, so I can talk about whatever I want. And that's kind of the idea of this podcast. One of the other things I want to do with this podcast is I want to use my phone to kind of record the podcast. I will be using like, you know, a professional setup with my Yeti microphone and my computer and everything. But I like the idea of traveling around and being able to talk about anything I want to anywhere with anybody. And that's just a cool idea. And obviously the iPhone has gotten to the point where you can record videos, you can record podcasts, you can take pictures. It's crazy what the iPhone can do. So that's what I'm going to use to my advantage is kind of use the Voice Memos app, record podcasts. And honestly, the only thing I could explain of how this is going to go is this little snippet that I did back in November with my friend Tommy, who will probably be on the show a lot. A lot of my friends are going to be on the show. I'm just talking about various things. But me and Tommy went to AEW Dynamite back when it was in the Sears Center the day before Thanksgiving. And here's a little example of what I'm talking about when it comes to recording podcasts on the road. All right, welcome back to the podcast. We're here sitting outside the Sears Center. Waiting for the doors to open. It is very windy on this day. It's probably like 60 mile an hour winds. So I'm not going to stand outside like the other people standing outside right now. We tried to get a picture with all the trucks, like a mark. That was an interesting thing because walking back to the car, the wind is just blowing like crazy. So we're here at the Sears Center, AEW Dynamite. The last time we were here was All Out weekend, Labor Day weekend. What a fun time that was. Tommy's here with me. Tommy, how's it going?
It's going well. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. I mean, like, you're marking out. I'm kind of like, I'll mark out when we get in there. Yeah. But, I mean, the last time we were here, I mean,
what else can you say other than go watch the videos and get everyone's view counts up, right?
I guess you can say that. I mean, the fact that, like, there's a plaque on the outside and the fact that in that video package that I saw going towards the Sears Center, I guess like leading up to the Sears Center show, they started out by saying like Chicago, Illinois, which we're not in Chicago, Illinois, we're in Hoffman Estates, first off, but you don't want to say that. Chicago, Illinois, some say the birthplace of all of the wrestling, and I just popped hard because like, I mean, my God, like to say that, think about that for a second, the birthplace of all of the wrestling. All In was here, man, I mean, the picture for the poster was taken right in front of us, pretty much. It's going to be a fun time. I'm going to document it through the podcast as best as I can. But if I don't film another clip, then hey, this was fun. What are you expecting for tonight? We got a packed show. I think we got Pac versus Pac versus Omega. We have Hangman versus MJF. Do the Pose. Shout out to Ryan Falcone. We've got Diamond Dallas Page giving probably MJF a ring. You think MJF is going to win? I think he has to win.
There's no way, like, booking wise, you don't have MJF win. He just has to. And if he doesn't, I'm going to tear the arena to the ground.
What happens if Cody comes out and costs MJF the match and then Hangman wins the ring because he wants to get back at MJF and he wants to, like, you know, do good by Hangman, because like Hangman's been kind of like questionable with the Elite. So hey, you know, what would you do if that happened?
Okay, so first off, I retract the thing that I said 2 seconds ago about how nothing else would make sense, because that you saying that right there actually made sense.
There it is.
I could see that happening, but I still think just the reaction of MJF winning and probably doing like a cheap heat promo with maybe like trying to hit DDP with a finish or something, and then DDP hits the Diamond Cutter. I think that's just too big of a moment and too huge of a pop to like not do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think, like, I mean, this diamond ring gimmick, like, what is this going to lead to? It's going to lead to a match. Is it going to lead to what? Like, and the other thing is in Ring of Honor, Cody had like the kiss the ring thing. So I think that's also where like MJF is just going to like mock him, just like mock him the whole time. But all right, well, that's that for now. Hopefully the doors will open soon. If they were smart, they'd open up the doors early, because like, you know, it just makes more sense. You could sell more concessions, sell more merch. The line is getting more lengthy than it was a few minutes ago. So we'll see what happens and catch up with you in a bit. All right, so we're currently in our seats. I feel like I'm going to fall because of how, like, you know, how the seats are. We're currently watching a Jungle Boy video package.
You're a Jurassic train. Ferocious creatures lurk in the depths.
I don't know if anyone could hear that, but it's here. Tommy, what do you think? Oh, big pop for Luchasaurus. I don't know why they don't show these on, like, you know, YouTube or something. What do you think about this promo right now?
Preposterous.
It is pretty crazy, I will say that. What do you think about these seats, though?
I love them. I love steep seats. They're great for vision lines.
It's a very good, like, I have a perfect view of the ring compared to where I was at for NXT this past weekend for NXT TakeOver War Games. It was like up in the 200s, but it was like a lot farther. So this is like honestly a perfect view of the ring. This might be better view of the ring than what we had down there, because down there we had to like turn. Here we can just watch. So it's very, very nice. They have a banner for All Out in the freaking, like, whatever these are called, rafters. It says August 31st, 2019, All Out with the logo. And now Marco Stunt is currently doing the flossing. He's flossing, and Luchasaurus wants to die because he's flossing. Okay, well, that's it for now. So there you go. That's just a little example of what I'm talking about and what I'm thinking. Basically, I could just talk about any topic with anybody at any time, thanks to the iPhone and just how technology has advanced. And it's just a fun little thing to do, you know, if you got 15 minutes and you want to listen to us talk about filming locations, which is one of the podcasts coming up. Me and my friend Luke, we recorded a podcast talking about movie locations and being able to see the different scenes from the movie. That's going to be coming up soon. And it's just like a fun thing. I wanted to record a podcast for a long time where it's just stories with my friends and just having a fun time, having a conversation every week. And this podcast is going to give me the opportunity to do that. So with that being said, I'm going to be trying to get a podcast out every single week. I'm not sure on a specific day just yet. It'll kind of like fit into place as the time goes and as I record the podcasts and kind of plan it out in the future. Let me know if there's any stories or ideas or things that you want me to talk about on the podcast or people that you want me to have on. You know, any idea is greatly appreciated. Thank you for listening to episode 0. I'll be back with episode 1 very soon, and I'll catch you on the flippity flip.
Catch you guys on the flippity flip.